When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Welcome one and all to the Sonic Society, the world's largest showcase of modern audio drama. I'm Jack Ward, your genial host. Apologies to John Bell. Along with my better podcast half, David Ault. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How is October in merry old England treating you right now?
Oh, October, it's got to be my favorite time of the year. You go outside and you smell that crispness to the air. And, you know, when people start having fires at home and you get that lovely wood smoke in the air as well. So
absolutely.
And I'm lucky to live in rural North Yorkshire, so it's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's not quite as beautiful as I remember Canada and the States being at this time of year. I still think we do relatively well.
Oh yes, and the colors here are just gorgeous here.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, Ed Jowett just sent me a message on Skype. He's up in England as well. I don't know if you heard our Sonic Speaks interview with him a little while back, but he said, why is October such a big month for audio drama people anyway? This is the time where one of the most favorite genres, horror, which works so well with audio drama, is on everybody's mind. And of course, we are in the middle of the transcontinental terror for this year. Mm-hmm. It's been great to bring it back. And people are so excited. We're getting some really cool entries. I'm really looking forward to next year's Transcontinental Terror. If people are interested, by all means, let us know what you think of this year's ride. Send us an email at mutualaudio@gmail.com. But we've only got a couple more runs after this week. We have this week. And of course, I'm going to just extend it more to November 1st since it's still in the holiday week.
Whoa, Jack. Jack, it's the 32nd of October.
Sorry, the 32nd of October. That's right.
Yeah.
It's not November 1st at all. It is the Hallowed Eve week, and that's when the final run of the terror will go. So keep listening on this station, the Sunday Showcase here on the Mutual Audio Network for that. Do you have any upcoming projects you want to talk about? I've been talking so much about some of the mutual stuff. What have you got in the in the pipeline for the David Ault train?
The David Ault train. Right. Well, there's obviously Shadows at the Door. The podcast is coming to the end of its second series.
Wonderful.
We did a Q&A episode last Friday, and this coming Friday is going to be different one for horror fans. So that's something to take a little look out for. There's a couple of other projects which are Hush Hush, which I can't tell you about, unfortunately, though there is one that I'm hoping very soon to be able to talk about, where I am the voice of a video in a UK visitor attraction.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yes, that's...
How come you get all the non-disclosure agreements and I get people saying, yeah, tell everybody what you can? You know? The difference between paid work and unpaid work.
I know.
It's awesome. By the way, we should get Shadows at the Door come in for the Sonic Society. We haven't featured that yet.
That's a very good point. Fun. Yes, absolutely.
Why don't we do that?
We should. We should.
You have a tendency not to talk up your stuff as much as you should, as far as I'm concerned.
This is very true. I do tend to... I don't know. I think it's just something that is something about me from way back. I don't tend to shout about things just in case people actually watch them, read them, listen to them, and tell me it's rubbish. So.
Yeah. I'm terrible at doing all the advertising for my stuff as well and promotions. It's just not one of my best features because I just want people to enjoy it and listen to it and tell me if they liked it or not. Yes. I don't want to go pushing stuff out. And I think that's one of the things you and I have a lot in common. That being said, tune in to Mutual Audio Network for upcoming shows because we are going to have a bunch of really cool stuff. I have no problem talking about other people's stuff. That's why exactly, the song size is so great.
And if you give me a script, I can talk about it no problem. But
I know that we're continuing the Mask of Inanna on Wednesday Wonders, which is just such a fun show. I don't know if you listened to it when it first came around, but what a great show. And we just signed on It's About Time Travel Agency. They're going to be showing up on Wednesdays as well, coming up.
Oh, too. Brilliant.
And there's Wordtastic, as you know, and we're going to be talking about soon, is showing up as well. And I just got another email from Ben and Sophie's Wopie Secret, which is such a fun show. And that's going to be showing up on Saturday Story Circle in the future as well. And those are just a taste of some of the things. We've got so many new shows showing up to continue some of the series as we close off some others. And so it's just some really good time in the Mutual Audio Network.
Absolutely.
If you can, subscribe to the broadcast feed. We drop audio dramas every single day.
Every single day, Jack. Every single day?
Every single day. I'm a madman.
I mean, there's audio goodness out there for anyone.
That's right.
Wow.
And on top of that, if that's too much, but you love a certain genre, then subscribe to any of the 7 shows that we put on every single day. They each have their own feed, including, of course, Sunday Showcase, which we have right here. So I know you've never heard of any of this stuff before, but I just thought I'd really pass that along.
Next thing you'll be telling me is that there's some sort of mutual audio drama convention that's going to be happening next summer.
Now, that's, you bring something up like that, and I can't help but pick that up. There is indeed something called the Mutual Audio Drama Convention, or MADCON. That's MADCON.com, MADCON, here in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
The sunny, beautiful place. You should come and see it sometime, David.
I would
Come yourself.
Yes, I would love to. Thank you.
Oh, the disingenuousness is just dripping from all of us here. No, it's going to be a wonderful time. But let's get back to today here on the Sonic Society. As I mentioned before, we have Wordtastic by the fantastic Steve Schneider, the series that can be heard right now on Saturday Story Circle every Saturday morning. And we also have an episode of Pirates, episode number 1 from Eternal Future Productions, who will be running their entire first season in an upcoming Thursday Thrillers, date to be announced soon.
Oof.
But both of these shows you can hear right here and right now
on the Sonic Society.
Good evening, my young special agents, and welcome to the town. This is a highly classified training facility with a location so secret, I don't even know where it is. My name is Director Peter Kowalski. And of course, you all know my trusted assistant, Nova De Jong, who has served as your trainer over the past 2 months.
Hi.
I've been observing you all silently from behind the scenes. You see, I've been charged with forming a task force of super elite special agents who have the unique ability to carry out a top secret mission of the highest priority. Not just for this nation, but for the world. You've been told nothing of this mission, nor will you, until and unless you can pass tonight's final evaluation. Over the past 2 months, Nova has led you through rigorous training to prepare you for this moment. You've been led through grueling physical exercises.
10 seconds, Agent! It should take you no more than 10 seconds to negotiate this obstacle!
You've undergone intense linguistic training.
How can a clam cram into a clean, clean can? How can a clam cram into a clean, clean can? How can a clam cram into a... Darn it!
You've spent hours learning specialized intimidation techniques.
Let me see your spy face!
Ma'am?
Ah! That's a spy face. Now let me see your spy face.
Rah.
Bovine, you didn't convince me. Let me see your real spy face.
Rah. You've undergone extensive high-speed vehicle training.
Turn left, turn left.
Ah, okay.
No, your other left. Your other left.
Ah.
Not to mention exercises and covert infiltration tactics.
This way looks like a shortcut. Wait,
check for alarms?
And of course, you've all practiced with lots and lots of gadgets.
Ugh, the laser buttons suck!
No, only press it once!
And tonight, it all comes down to a single point of evaluation. Tonight, we see how you've incorporated your training, how much you've made it a part of yourself. Tonight, we see what you're made of. Buckle up, kids. This is your final exam. Dateline, July 2nd, 2019. A date that will live in infamy in the history of the world. In the shadow of a total solar eclipse, a cataclysmic event known as the Incident rippled across the globe, leaving mass aphasic distortion in its wake. Instantly, all forms of written communication were destroyed. Within weeks, researchers from the NIDCD received myriad reports of words being forgotten by adults all over the world. A mysterious pandemic known as Wordnesia has affected every adult on the face of the planet, causing them to gradually forget every word they have ever known. There is only one force in the world immune to the debilitating effects of Wordnesia. One force capable of stopping this linguistic disease. One force resilient and powerful enough to save all of humanity. Kids. Agents, for this final exam, you'll be operating in boy-girl pairs, just as you do in the field. So, Lily and David, you're Alpha Team. Kim and Ethan, Beta Team. Gamma Team, of course, is Josh and Sarah. Any questions? Yes, Agent.
Can we pick our own names, like the Velociraptors?
No.
Any
other questions? Okay, then. Nova?
Thank you, Director. Agents, even though the task force will primarily be operating in pairs, there may be times when several teams will have to work together to achieve an overall larger mission. This final exam is meant to simulate just such a mission. In this exercise, each team will have to complete a separate but important aspect of the overall mission. If any team fails to complete their assignment, then you all fail.
This will be a night mission. The overall mission objective is simple. Find a specific person and get that person to say one specific word.
Which person?
What word?
Haha. Well, those objectives are for you to discover as part of the mission. And you'll have only 1 hour to do so.
An hour?
The person you are looking for is called your mark. The word you get your mark to say is called your target. You'll have until the last stroke of midnight to find the mark and get that person to say the target. Succeed and you'll all be inducted into the Secret Elite Task Force. You'll then be given further details about that special mission. Fail, and you'll be immediately dismissed from the OSS and returned to ordinary field service. Nova?
This training facility is called The Town, because it is just that. A large simulated town in a secret location on government property. All of the buildings are operational and are populated by either actors or other agents, all of whom are in character and are playing a role. You will also be in character, fully costumed and in disguise. We are now here, in school at the northern end of town. Alpha Team, you'll be here, in the ballroom at the town center, wearing a ball gown and tuxedo, of course. Beta Team, you'll be here at Salvatore's restaurant, dressed as members of the wait staff. Gamma Team, you're to dress as elevator repairmen and report to Thompson Tower. I'll provide each of you with further details once you arrive at your locations.
As usual, you'll communicate through secret earbud receivers, and you'll have transmitters hidden inside your shirt collars. It is now 2200 hours, or 10 o'clock p.m. civilian time. This mission will start precisely at 2300 hours. You'll have only to the last stroke of midnight to complete it. Miss an objective, and you fail. Miss the deadline, and you fail. Any of you get discovered as a spy, and you all fail. Any last questions? Then let's get started. Good luck, agents. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Nova, this is Alpha Team. We're in position outside the ballroom.
Roger. Alpha Team, you'll be the primary team for this mission, meaning it's up to you to actually get your mark to say the target word. Your mark is a woman wearing a purple dress located somewhere inside the ballroom. Blend in with the rest of the partygoers and do your best to identify her without being discovered. If anyone finds out you're a spy...
Yeah. Then we fail, and we don't make the task force, and then we'll be miserable for the rest of our lives.
Something like that, yeah.
Any hints or advice for when we head in?
Look for the purple dress. Oh, and keep an eye on the large clock on the north wall in the ballroom. Complete the mission by the last stroke of midnight, or you all turn into pumpkins.
Okay, let's head in. How do I look?
Debonair like Fred Astaire.
Thanks. Wait. Who?
Before your time.
I'm pretty sure he was before both our times. Okay, so the first step is just to look for the lady with the purple dress. Easy. Right there. By the fountain.
Oh, wait. Look. Under the clock.
Of course.
Nova, Alpha Team. You forgot to mention there's more than one purple dress in the ballroom.
You didn't think I was going to make it that easy, did you?
Thanks. Alpha out. So, now what?
Well, let's see. So one of these purple ladies is our mark, and we just need to get her to say a particular word before midnight, which is... less than an hour away.
Yeah?
But we don't know which purple lady it is, or which word she needs to say.
Right. I'm guessing it's an unusual word, so it's not said accidentally.
Okay, so we just need to get these ladies to start saying some wacky words. Watch and learn.
Know it, once he stepped onto the polished marble, his footing gave way, and he fell right on his hindquarters.
That's a great story. Evening, folks. My name is David. This is quite the shindig, isn't it?
Pardon me?
Oh, the ball. Quite a shindig, wouldn't you say?
Excuse me? A shindig?
Yes. And you also call it a shindig, wouldn't you, my dear? Say shindig.
Shindig?
Excellent. You know what? Let's play a word game. Repeat after me. Flibbertigibbet.
Sorry, why am I...
Say flibbertigibbet.
Security!
I'm sorry. My friend is just really dehydrated right now. Excuse us.
Hey.
Are you nuts? You're just gonna randomly pick weird words and hope you get the right ones? You don't even know if she's our mark.
You got a better plan?
Well, no.
Okay, well, at least I'm trying something.
It would take us forever to do it that way on our own, and we only have until midnight.
So, what else can we do?
I don't know.
Nova, it's Josh. I mean Gamma Team, whatever. We're in position behind Thompson Tower.
Roger, Gamma Team. You're posing as elevator repairmen, so you'll need to take the toolbox from behind the driver's seat.
Shoot.
I already grabbed it.
Okay, good.
Gamma Team, your job is to support Alpha Team, who are over at the ballroom right now. The key to the target word they're seeking is located in an office on the fifth floor of this building. Your job is to sneak in and obtain the key.
That doesn't sound so hard.
In the toolbox is a repair order to fix the broken elevator. Give that to the security guard in the lobby. That should give you access to the elevator. Take it up to the fifth floor and use your lockpick skills to break into the large office at the end of the hall. I'll give you further instructions once you're inside. Any questions?
Yeah, how are we supposed to use the elevator if it's broken?
Ugh, it's not broken, Bird Brain. We're just gonna say that it's broken so we can get past the security and up to the fifth floor office.
Yeah, what Sarah said.
Oh, hey, that's pretty sneaky.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Nova.
Nova out.
Ready? Yep. We're elevator repair technicians, so make sure you act repairish.
Got it.
Okay, I'll lead. Let's go.
Good evening. May I help you?
Evening. We're from Delco Lift Repair. We're here to fix the broken elevator.
I didn't know the elevator was broken.
Yeah, the order just came in yesterday. Might be just routine stress maintenance, you know? Routine.
Stress maintenance? I've never heard of that. In fact, I don't remember seeing either of you.
It's the cabling that needs to be, you know, recabled. Hydraulics and whatnot. It's complicated. I could explain it to you, but I can clearly see you're busy. Watching the lobby.
Uh-huh. Well, I've never heard of elevator repair coming this late at night, so I'm gonna have to clear this through my supervisor.
Okay, sure, you could do that, but, you don't want to take a chance, do you?
What do you mean, take a chance?
Well, I mean, even though our work order is totally legit.
Totally legit.
Your supervisor may want to get extra confirmation from our office, which is fine, but they're not open tomorrow because,
because it's a holiday.
It is? What holiday?
Well, it's a special holiday just for elevator people.
Yeah, it's called, Up and Down Day?
Up and Down Day?
It's not well known outside of the elevator community.
Right! But the point is that we won't be able to repair the elevator until the day after tomorrow at the earliest. And with everybody in the building using a defective elevator all day tomorrow, well, who knows what could go wrong?
Could have a malfunction or frayed cabling.
Could easily get stuck between the floors or worse.
A few too many people on the elevator, a pulley breaks loose, and the next thing you know...
Yep. And now you've got blood all over the lobby.
Blood?
People slipping and sliding all over the place, falling down.
No way the police aren't getting involved.
Police?
Reporters too, sticking cameras in your face.
Cameras?
And all the angry families demanding answers, wanting to file lawsuits against anyone even partially responsible for this horrific accident.
Lawsuits?
Against anybody involved, even the security guard who wouldn't allow the elevator to be repaired on schedule.
You know what? On second thought, my supervisor is probably really busy, so I think you two should just go and fix the elevator.
You sure?
Definitely, definitely. Make sure it's all wrenched up or whatever you have to do to make sure it's nice and safe. It's just around the corner there. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yep, take your time. I'll be down here if you need me.
Thank you.
Up and down day? Nice one.
Okay, we're in.
Beta team to HQ. Nova, are you there?
Nova here. Are you in position?
Yes, right behind Salvatore's restaurant, by the kitchen.
Good. There's two customers who will be at the restaurant who know the identity of Alpha Team's Mark. Your objective is to identify these customers and get them to reveal the Mark's identity. See if you can plant a bug at their table so you can eavesdrop on their conversation.
Okay.
The restaurant's busy tonight, so you're posing as extra help that's been sent for. The wait staff. Enter through the kitchen and report to Giovanni, the restaurant manager. Also, your customers may have already arrived, so you'll need to hurry.
Got it.
Okay, let's go.
Finally, finally. You must be my extra staff.
Yeah, we're here to wait tables and stuff.
Bene, bene. Tonight we're molto occupato. I'm tearing my hair out.
Well, we're here to help.
Oh, brava ragazza. Right this way, both of you come. What's your name?
My name's Kim.
Kim,
That's a nice name. You were tabled before, see?
Yeah. Sure, all the time.
Bene. Kim, you take these 10 tables. Serve them nice, see? Take their orders and bring them back to the cooks in the kitchen.
Sure, no problem, I guess.
And you, nice boy.
Ethan.
So when the customer leave, you clean tables. Take away all the dishes, you wipe, you make them look nice.
Sure, so I just bring the dishes.
Just to bring the dishes to the kitchen. Excuse me, I'm gonna need it in the kitchen. Just to go to work, kids. Help the customer.
Great, there must be 100 customers in there. How are we supposed to find our customers with all these people?
Wait, look who just came in the door. That girl. Is she wearing what I think she is?
A ball gown, yes. And that boy she's with has a tuxedo. That's gotta be the couple Nova was talking about.
Okay, well make sure you're their waitress.
I'm on it. It's okay, I've got this one. Hello, and welcome to Salvatore's. Come and have a seat right over there. Make yourselves comfortable.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Here's the menu. Can I get you each a drink to start with?
Well, we're not quite sure.
Two waters then. Perfect. Coming right up. Ethan, get over there and plant the bug. We can have Nova patch it into their earbuds so we could hear what they're saying.
How am I supposed to plant it without them noticing? They're sitting right there.
I don't know. Distract them. Pretend like you have to wipe the table or something.
Okay.
You can do it!
So, you think anyone will miss us?
I don't care if they do. I couldn't stand to be there any longer. You know I detest ballroom dances, Bradley.
Don't mind me, folks. Just need to wipe down the tables real quick.
We don't have to spend the whole time there.
I don't want to spend any time there.
Oops! I'm so sorry. I'll pick that up.
It's far too stuffy in there. It's too loud, and everyone acts so fake. I can't stand it.
Sorry, I'll get you some more silverware. Okay, I got the bug planted under their table.
Good job, Ethan.
Nova, can you patch us in?
Already on it. Stand by. Okay, got it.
First of all, Aunt Bertha keeps hovering around me like a hawk, scrutinizing my appearance.
The young lady who is well-bred is well-wed. Ugh, what if I'm not ready to get married?
You look beautiful.
Thank you. I just wish you would give me some space. Hovering around in that ridiculous purple dress of hers.
Purple dress! The Mark has a purple dress. Tell Alpha Team.
Alpha Team, this is Beta Team. The Mark is wearing a purple dress. Repeat, the Mark is wearing a purple dress.
Yeah, we knew that, Kim. But there's a bunch of ladies with purple dresses here. Try to find something else about her.
They found out anything?
Not yet. Gamma Team was trying to break into an office, and Beta Team hasn't told us anything new. What'd you find out?
Okay, I double counted, and there are 12 ladies in the ballroom who are wearing identical purple dresses with the jeweled brooch of an animal.
What animal?
They're all different. One has a bird, one has a cow, another a frog, and so on. It must be a clue, right?
It's gotta be.
So we just need to find out which animal to look for, and then we found a mark. You better hurry, though. We're running out of time.
Right. Beta Team, this is Alpha Team. Try to find a connection with an animal. The mark is linked with a certain animal. Got that?
Copy that, Alpha Team. We'll check it out.
Okay. I should check in with Gamma Team, see how they're doing.
And voila. I knew I could get that lock open. Finally. Come on!
Gamma Team to Nova. We're in the office.
Roger, Gamma Team. So the key to the target word is located somewhere in this office. You need to find it and report what you find to the other teams. Additionally, if you can hack into the computer on the desk, that will give you remote access to all the security cameras around the ballroom.
Roger. Key, cameras. Got it. Gamma Team out.
Hooray, I call hacking the computer.
Why can't I get the computer?
Because you're slow! I can hack into that thing in 2 seconds. Just look around for a key.
What, like a car key?
I don't know, she just said a key!
Look for a key. Oh yeah, I just gotta find some random key in an office.
Oh, hi, I'm Nova. I need you to look for a key, but I'm not going to tell you what it looks like or where to find it, because I'm mean and I want to...
I can still hear you, you know.
Sorry. Just doing a mic check. Testing.
Will you be quiet? I'm trying to concentrate.
What's this? Oh, seriously. Sarah, look at this.
What? I'm busy.
Look, I found a wall safe. Why do they always hide the safe behind a picture? I'll bet our key's in there.
Can you get it open?
Of course I can get it open. I'm the safe-cracking master.
You said you were the lock-picking master, and it took you forever to just...
Team, this is Alpha Team. Find anything yet?
Not yet. I'm trying to hack the ballroom security camera so I can help you guys scan the room.
Okay, let us know any information you find relating to animals or the number 12 or the color purple. Animals, 12, purple. Got that?
Will do.
Alpha, out.
And I'm in. Alpha team, we have eyes on the ballroom.
And I'm in too. Sarah team, we have eyes on... Huh? What is this?
What's in there?
Hey, I remember these. It's one of those look and talk toys for kids. Why was this in the safe?
The sheep says, rose. The horse loves sunflowers.
I think it's broken.
Look at the coyote and his daffodil.
Animals. Josh, how many animals are on that thing?
There's 12.
12! That's it! That's not a toy, it's the key! It's a decryptor!
Kim, here's the dessert they ordered. Remember to get them talking about the mark and animals somehow.
Yeah, I'm on it.
And hurry up, it's almost midnight.
And here are your desserts. A cannoli.
Thank you.
And here's your tiramisu.
Thanks.
Can I get you anything else?
We're good. Thanks.
A little food to wash down that dessert? Chicken, maybe? Some pork?
We're vegetarians.
Oh, right. Well, me too. That's because I just really love animals. Do you love animals? I love animals.
Sure, whatever.
All kinds, too. Dogs, cats, horses, goats. I grew up on a farm, so there were always lots of animals around.
Yeah.
Even little animals like mice and chipmunks. We had a pet chinchilla. Ever see a chinchilla? They're so cute.
Great. Could you leave us alone, please?
Sure. Sorry, I didn't mean to go on and on about animals. I got carried away. About animals. I'll leave you two alone. To talk about animals.
Just go.
Sorry.
Oh man, you definitely win the prize for the absolute worst.
Be quiet so we can listen.
I've heard this before, but that one... What the heck is wrong with her?
No idea. But I think we should leave before she comes back.
Definitely. What was all that about animals? She's almost as crazy as my aunt, going on and on about her stupid pet fox. That furry monster keeps trying to bite me every time we have to go and visit her house on holidays.
Pet fox! Pet fox!
That's it! Alpha team, this is Beta team. The animal is a fox.
Repeat, the animal is a fox!
Copy that, Beta team. David, where's the fox lady?
She was right over there.
Ah, shoot. She must have moved. Okay, well, it's... Oh, God, we're almost out of time.
Let's split up and find her.
Yep, I'll take this half. You take that half.
Wait, fox is a target word, right?
No, just the mark. I'll check in with Gamma Team. Just go. Gamma Team, Alpha.
Our mark is a lady with a purple dress and a jeweled brooch shaped like a fox.
Purple dress, fox. Got it. I'm scanning the room with the cameras, Lily.
Hurry, it's almost midnight.
Josh, quick, what does the fox say?
Just a sec. Okay.
The fox says, chrysanthemum.
Go figure.
There she is! Lily, she just came out of the woman's bathroom behind you. Purple dress, fox brooch. The target is chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum, got it. Hi, hello. Oh, sorry, I just wanted to say I love your dress.
Thank you. Actually, I was just on my way to...
Did you make it yourself? That's fantastic.
1 minute left, Alpha Team.
And this brooch, what is it, a fox?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have an adorable pet fox named Mumsy at home. I actually have two...
That's great. I love pets.
Right. So, if you don't mind,
It's just usually when I see a brooch like that, it's of a flower. Do you like flowers?
I do a bit of gardening, so...
What's your favorite kind of flowers?
I like roses.
Sure, what else? Name a few.
I'm not sure. Tulips are pretty.
30 seconds, Alpha Team.
Tulips, roses, keep going. What else?
I really have to be going.
Sure, sure, but before you go, could you tell me that type of flower that's like ball-shaped, like a pom-pom sort of? Oh my god, okay,
A thistle?
No, you grow it at home, like a... Looks like a...
Poppy.
No. Okay, so it's,
Daisy? I don't know. A sunflower?
Smaller!
Peony.
Alright, starts with a C. It's like, Come on!
Maybe a carnation.
No, but like a carnation.
No, I don't know.
It's sounds like Christmas,
chrysanthemum.
Yes!
Yes. Every one of you agents have amply demonstrated your intelligence, skills, resourcefulness, and your ability to work together. Because of the success of last night's mission, I am pleased to welcome you all to the team. Unfortunately, there is no time to celebrate. There's as much work ahead of us. There's a world full of words out there, agents, and we're relying on you to go out there and capture them. You'll work in pairs and be immediately sent out to discrete missions all over the globe. There is no time to spare, agents. We must act now. Every moment we wait is another moment where Nisha eats away at the multisyllabic vocabulary stored in our collective memory. To face this massive linguistic challenge is going to take all of your determination, your stamina, your resourcefulness. Agents, to save the linguistic future of humanity, you're going to need to be stronger than strong, smarter than smart, skillier than skilled. You're going to need to be... Wordtastic.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wordtastic. Join us in 2 weeks for the next episode. Wordtastic was written and directed by Steve Schneider. Starring in this episode were Tobin Cleary, Carly Gendel, Jake Henry, Michael Mansour, Anna McCusker, Tanya Maloyevich, Anya Schneider, and Steve Schneider. Additional voices by Sarah Golding, Sean Francis, Dexter Heron, Tara Mansour, and Danielle Reese. Editing and sound design by Austin Beach. Music and post-production by Dane Leonardson. For more info about the show or a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wordtastic.org.
Twenty-six, 27, 28. We're close, bosun. I can feel it in me bones.
Aye, sir. The map says to take 12 more paces and...
12 more paces to me glorious treasure.
Well, not exactly, sir. 12 more paces to the...
12 more paces to the final landmark that leads to me glorious treasure.
Actually, Captain, it's 12 more paces to the first clue.
12 more paces to the first clue that leads to the final landmark that leads to me glorious treasure.
Aye, sir.
And how many clues be there?
Three, if I'm translating the map correctly, sir.
Avast! 12 more paces to me first of 3 clues that lead to me glorious treasure.
Affirmative, Captain. The map says that in order to find the legendary Fountain of Youth, you need to follow the clues to unlock the mystery of the fountain and gain long life.
Indeed. Think of it, Bosun. Once we find the fountain, I'll forever be the scourge of the sea. No one would dare stand in me way.
But, sir, the map warns that the treasure is to be shared. Surely it could be used to rid us of all this pestilence that's cursed the land these many years.
Poppycock! I found the map! I found the clues! It's mine!
Aye, sir.
Come, Bosun! The treasure awaits! 29, 30, 31, 32.
I got a bad feeling about
34,
this.
35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40! 40 paces! We be at the final landmark!
First clue.
We be at the first clue to find me treasure! It seems to have led us to a cave. Now, where do we find it? What does the map say?
I think it says, at 40 paces you'll find the first clue. To gain long life, ye must seek the truth. Look in the rock and ye will find a chest holding trinkets of many kinds. The treasure you seek is not yours to take. It must be received upon your awake. The light inside will show ye 2 paths. You must choose wisely, for one leads to death. Well, that sounds ominous.
Ah, we've nothing to fear. It doesn't even rhyme that well. Let's find this mysterious chest full of trinkets. I like the sound of that.
Oh, I think I found it, sir. Over here, behind these vines.
Ha! I knew I'd find it. Now, to open it up and see what awaits us. Avast! Not exactly priceless. A boot with a hole in it. A rusty dagger. Toilet paper? Where on earth would that be considered treasure? This is all rubbish! Not even a doubloon!
Sir, what about that lantern? The clue said the light inside. Do you think we could use it to explore the cave?
Blimey, Bosun, I've got it! The lantern! We must use it to explore the cave!
Aye, sir. I think you're right.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's hop to it!
And that's this week's show. Please check our show notes for links for both shows this week at sonicsociety.org.
Make sure to send us an email if you're looking to provide a show for this year's Transcontinental Terror, as October is rapidly coming to a halt and the tracks do eventually end on November 1st. October
32nd. There we go.
Email us at mutualaudio@gmail.com.
Yes, and be back here on the Society next week as we return with a classic Society favourite, Dream Realm Enterprises, with their new showcase series and a fantastic short from a new series.
Till next week, and being hooked on just those general messages. I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Alt. Have a lovely day.
Bye now.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Alt, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.